this topic of required reading came up, and I thought it would probably be good to talk to you about it. What brought this up was this amazing article from Tidbits, Tidbits Content Network. We've talked about this publication of Adam and Tanya Angst before. Long time in the Mac business and ecosystem for, I don't know, 30 years, probably something like that. They're tried and true Apple folks. And they've been running this Tidbits Content Network newsletter lately, last couple of years. And we've actually talked to Adam on the show about it. And it's come up a bunch of times just randomly when we, I don't know, usually like one of us receives some great content from them. Or I know Jerry's been working on integrating the content from the newsletter, his own website automatically. I'm sure he'll talk more about that in the future as well. But I got this newsletter when Mojave and iOS 12 came out, full of awesome information. I mean, even me as a huge geek in the Apple world, I watched the keynote, I know all the features. It was a great recap. I got a lot out of it, to the point where I decided to make this required reading for my team. I thought this was a great use case for this content. It's positioned as a thing you might want to send out to your clients. And a lot of the articles are written that way. I mean, all of them are written that way, where you could almost literally just verbatim copy and paste it and send it out. I can say I would almost do that. And you know what a control freak I am. So I think that's a fantastic use case. But besides that, I mean, it makes great reading material for the team. It's not just watered down kind of lowest common denominator sort of speaking to the unsavvy people. It's got a fair amount of technical content in there, but in a very accessible way. And it's the kind of thing that you want your team to know about when talking to clients, you know. And not only do you want them to know about it, you kind of want everybody to be on the same page in general about what they know and what our recommendations are. I could not speak more highly of the fact that I could just say to my team, here's this newsletter. Basically, the guidance matches ours. This is what we want to be recommending to clients, almost right down to the when to upgrade recommendations and how to upgrade. And so I got a lot out of it, and I thought this could be a topic for the show. How do you assign reading to your team? Like if I say, hey guys, I want everybody to read this newsletter, the question comes up, like when, you know, during work hours, you know, what do you think about that?
True. I didn't think about that until you actually said it. It's like, yeah, of course, that makes sense to assign reading to keep them up to date. But it's the question of when. Hey, have you gotten to this client? No, you told me to read this article. Which do you want me to do first? You know,
right,
like,
exactly.
So it's a matter of finding the time. And if you want to, you can't really enforce to do it after hours, of course. I think what you mentioned, though, just sparked a thought in my head, because I guess I didn't really put it together as to required. You know, there are some times when I find a good article and I'll send it on to the team and say, you guys should follow up on this and read it and make sure that you're well versed in case this comes up with a client. But to have something like the newsletter from Tidbits that just makes sense for them to read, it should be something that you say, look, you guys have to read this article within the next couple of days because it's going to be important. It's going to come up at some point and you should be aware of it. I don't know if we're going to have to, you know, give them pop quizzes to make sure that they're on top of it, or what we're going to do to make sure that they do actually read it, which is the other question. But I did want to focus on what you said about the newsletter, because I read the most recent one and it had to do with, talked about Mojave and iOS 12 and the stuff. And it does come across in a way that, okay, the common person can actually read this and gather a lot of info. And at the same time, a technical person can read this and go, okay, those are the steps I need to take to make that happen. And it doesn't dumb it down, but it doesn't make it too nuanced for the common reader to understand. So it's in this like universal language that totally works for a lot of different people. So I do find it fascinating that that you make it required, and now it's going to be part of my workflow for my staff.
No, I agree. It is like this written to the universal audience in a way that I think it's really hard for technical writing to achieve. Don't take our word for it. Like, go out there, sign up as an Apple consultant or any kind of Apple professional. Click a button on the site to get a free trial, and then you can decide for yourself, you know, whether you could make use of this content. It's incredibly reasonably priced for the just the sheer volume of quality content you get. And you can find out more at tcn.tidbits.com and just tell them that Command Control Power sent you.